On the KSRO live line with us is Jenny Close. She is the Santa Rosa School Board President. Jenny, happy to have you here today.
Thanks for having me. Good morning, Pat and Larry.
Good morning to you. And should Santa Rosa high schoolers be mandated to take college prep classes in high school? And that was the circumstance in front of the board yesterday. How did the vote come out?
Well, we didn't vote. What we did do was give the board or the staff direction to bring back the full policy for a vote. But it does look like that there is broad support among the board to bring back and approve that policy. And I'd kind of change the frame on that just a tiny bit. And instead of calling it college prep, say, should all of our students have access to the same standards-based curriculum? Because the California state standards are in line with college prep classes. Mm-hmm. So if we're teaching what we're supposed to be teaching, then those kids come out college ready.
You know, it's the chicken or the egg thing here, right? I mean, if you don't make all students prepare for college, then they won't go to college. But does the research say something about people maybe not having the aptitude or will to go to college anyways?
Well, so what the data actually shows is if once we raise the standards to the college prep curriculum, that not only do the number of students who are eligible to apply to college raise, but the number of students who graduate from high school increases and the number of students who drop out from high school decreases. So we are raising the level of expectation and raising the quality of teaching for all students, and they're all benefiting from that. Whether they take that to college or straight to career.
And Jenny, the older we get, the more we understand how important it is to get prepared in life. And I'm wondering, is there anybody who loses with this proposal? Anybody who might be left out of this equation?
Well, I think it's important that we create supports and scaffolding for all of our students who might struggle with a higher level class. And that's something that we instructed our staff to do, is to come up with those kind of solutions and to be very mindful of making sure that students don't fall through the cracks. But the data and the evidence here on other districts who have gone this way is pretty irrefutable that this is a positive move for all students in the district.
Now, some of the Santa Rosa Teachers Association people argue that if you do this, it could result in more students failing and dropping out of school. How do you reply to that?
Well, I replied that that's not evidence in the data. The data is real clear. And actually, districts who have done this, their graduation rates rise consistently and their dropout rate decrease consistently and significantly. And the dropout rate is probably the most concerning because, you know, the outcomes for dropouts are so significantly poor, you know, twice as likely to be in prison, three times as likely to have to use social assistance. So we want to make sure that kids don't drop out, and this helps kids not drop out. And so that position, while I think it's a fear-based position, and I understand that these kind of changes are hard, they're big changes, but it's just not evidence in the data.
And Jenny, should there be uniformity with regard to these kinds of issues when it comes to either, you know, whether it's countywide or statewide, or should each school board, you know, decide, in your opinion, about what to do with their particular students?
Well, certainly it's, you know, within the purview of each school board to decide that. You know, the outcomes of not having policy like this disproportionately affect students of color. And so disproportionately that I think that, you know, any district who is not moving this way is open to complaints from, say, the Office of Civil Rights, because the outcomes are so disparate. So while it's certainly up to each school board, when you have that those kind of results, I would think that we should all be moving away from that and towards policies that that decrease the achievement gap and provide access to all students equally.
And we're talking nuts and bolts. I mean, what are we talking about? 10 more math classes? You got to learn a foreign language? Is it that much more what you're proposing?
That's a great question, because the answer is no. It's actually one fewer math class. It's one more foreign language class. And actually, we're thinking about adding American Sign Language to provide another option for students who might struggle in foreign language. And then there's kind of a switch between the history and electives, but it's an overall change of about three courses. So it's not a huge change. The real big change really is that right now we are maintaining this below academic level of classes that we call survey or in some schools regular. Most of our high schools have gotten rid of them. One of our high schools continues to maintain many of those courses. And those courses, you could have 4 years of straight A's in those courses and go to your college counselor as a senior and say, I want to apply to college. And they say, oh, yes, your straight A's don't matter.
Wow.
Because those were survey courses. So you're not eligible.
Yeah.
Those are the things we need to raise the floor on that and get rid of those classes. That's the most critical issue here.
And when do you expect the decision to be announced?
It'll be on the agenda on the 25th, and we'll take an actual vote and hoping that we'll approve it.
All right. Very good. Jenny, thanks for enlightening us and educating us about what's going on in Santa Rosa schools. College prep courses seems like a good idea to me. Thanks for being here,
My
Jenny.
Pleasure. Thank you.
That's Santa Rosa School Board President Jenny Close on KSRO.